Hello, I'm Con.
And I'm Stav.
And we're Edinaki. You're listening to
Radio Karam.
Our first guest has arrived. Got Heidi from Hazel and the Thief in. Heidi, welcome to Radio Karam.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, great to have you in. And I'd love to see you got your guitar here as well too. Good stuff. So we'll get a couple of tunes out of you. Before we do though, I'm just interested to know, so like something about you before we get into your music. So, you know, where did you grow up?
I was born in Frankston, lived
local.
And a little house in Seaford, and then moved out to back of Rye for a couple of years, and then most of my life was spent growing up in Capeshank.
Oh, wow.
Which my parents still live out there, so pretty much the last property before the national park, so a lot of exploring and...
That is a beautiful part of the world. I know sort of Rye, Blairgowrie pretty well. That's a lovely... And we're talking about the back of Rye. That's very peaceful, but yes, Capeshank. Oof, yeah. Living the dream.
Yeah.
And you're living now locally?
Yeah, I'm in Somerville.
Somerville.
But I call everywhere local because I'm always around staying at different little places and work out at Main Ridge as well. So I call that home because I'm there a lot. So
Interested to know. So you mentioned Main Ridge and you're working there. What are you doing? You're working the Pig and Whistle?
Yeah. So
what's that involve?
So back in 2020, at the end of the first lockdown, I was asked to take on a 2 days a week at the Pig and Whistle booking live music. They wanted to start a music program. The federal government and state government was putting out all these grants for venues to kind of restart music, and that's where it began. And a few months later I was offered a full-time job, and I run their website marketing and book all their bands, and we've got the Shed Theatre running now, so lots of touring acts coming through. So.
And that's your background, isn't it, pretty much? You've been involved in sort of... booking and events for many years. That's your vibe?
Yeah, look, it started probably back in 2014 when I created a festival called the Busking Festival all along the streets of Rosebud. And I got in the top 8 Tidy Town Awards for that festival.
Oh, so. Crikey. And you mentioned busking, and I noticed on Facebook you're talking about how you're up at Tamworth just recently.
Yeah.
And is there a busking award, is there, for the best busker? And you were sort of vying for that? Firstly, how was that experience in Tamworth, and how did you go with the busking sort of award business?
Look, I don't like competitions, to be honest, but I know it's part of the Australian culture of getting music out there. And so I did enter the busking competition. I think I got in the top 20, not that it was publicly announced.
Out of like, would have been hundreds, wouldn't it?
It was about 370.
That's pretty amazing.
I was very surprised. It was so top 10 get to play on the main stage, but I did get a little private email to say that I was in that top 20, so I felt pretty special about that one. First year. So
what's Tamworth like? I've never been there.
It's hot.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
Very busy.
Crikey.
Yeah.
And is it all sorts? I mean, it's country music, but is it all sorts of country music?
Yeah, look, a lot of the buskers, I would have to say probably more than 50% are not country music.
What would they be? What sort of?
There's a lot of folk just cover artists singing, you know, cover songs and stuff. And then you get some really great singer-songwriter country artists busking that are just blow your mind. You think, wow. But it is mainly country music, a lot of rock music as well, a bit of blues. So
It's not what I expected, actually. I'm interested to hear that. I guess I'm wondering, why country music for you? Why did you sort of go down this vibe? Because, I mean, you could have chosen anything, but you've sort of gone with this country sort of vibe.
I don't have a country vocal. I have more of a soul. I sort of do a lot of blues, jazz, soul to begin with.
Okay.
But my songwriting style is very country folk. And then bringing a band behind me, it brings in a bit of that rock. And I kind of call it gothic country sometimes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I kind of hit some of that Cranberries, 90s Cranberries with
I don't mind that.
You know. But I did grow up listening to Slim Dusty. My papa was a big fan, and he used to go to Tamworth every year. And
There you go.
And he actually passed away up there.
Okay.
And the following year was my first year, 2006, I think it was, 2005. I went up there for the first time and I loved it. So that's where it began.
You beauty. Yeah. Now, I reckon you got your guitar here. Let's we could crack out a couple of songs for us.
Absolutely.
What do you reckon? What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play pretty much everyone's favourite. It's called I Want to Own a Farm with You. And I have a husband who's a typical tradie, and he comes home from work and he kicks off his boots and he asks me what's for dinner and he jumps on the couch and then by 8 p.m. he's sound asleep. And but he's loving and he works really
hard.
Sounds
like my house.
And, we always talk about owning a farm one day and, I wrote this song for him.
Good on you, Heidi.
I spend the night in the kitchen cooking up your meal, wanting some attention and some good love feels. And you're sitting on the couch with a beer in your lap. It's nearly 8 p.m. and you're down for a nap. And the dishes fill the sink and there's work boots on the floor. I know your home is heaven once you walk through that front door. And you might smell like metal and wood chip, but you're a hard-working man and I love you every bit. I want to own my own farm with you, a couple of alpacas and a dam. One big old shed for you and a veggie patch out the back. And weekend bonfires and beer and our own four-wheel drive track. I want to own my own farm with you with matching our Cobra hats, yeah. I turn up the music, playing your favorite song. I grab your arms and I hold you close, hoping you'll dance along. I know you're not the one to move your feet. You'd rather kick the footy than move to a beat. I don't mind if we're different when it comes to a dance, cause most of all I love you cause you give it a chance. I want to own my own farm with you, a couple of alpacas and a dam. One big old shed for you and a veggie patch out the back. And weekend bonfires and beer and our own four-wheel drive track. I want to own my own farm with you with matching our Cobra hats, yeah. 30 years' time I can see us hand in hand, rocking in our chairs on our sunny deck, looking out to the fields all covered in green. Grandkids climbing hay bales in the shed, the smell of home-cooked sourdough bread. Just you and me as king and queen. I want to own my own farm with you, yeah. I want to own my own farm with you, whoa. I want to own my own farm with you, yeah. I want to grow old with you. I want to own my own farm with you. I want to own my own farm. Couple of alpacas and a dam. One big old shed for you and a veggie patch out the back. And weekend bonfires and beer and our own four-wheel drive track. I want to own my own farm with you with matching our Cobra hats, yeah. Do, 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 do.
Awesome stuff. Look, it's 9:30 in the morning.
I haven't warmed up
and
at
you're
all.
Hitting that, but you're hitting those notes though beautifully. Oh, crikey, well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Love that song.
Yeah.
How's your husband going?
I'm pretty sure. I'm hoping he's out. No, he's taking his son to the footy. My stepson as well. Yeah, to the footy in Bellnarring, I think. Yeah.
Nice work.
Loves his footy.
Let's have another song.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. What are you going to play for us now?
This song I wrote for my best friend that I grew up with at school. Her name's Kayla. She lives in Tasmania now. And
Whereabouts in Tassie?
She is in, she's moved around a bit.
North, south, east, west.
St. Mary's.
Ah. I'm a Tasmanian originally myself. I'm a Hobart boy, Hobartian.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, cool.
My second home.
Yeah.
Yes, keep going.
Beautiful place. We were just inseparable from the age of seven to, you know, adults until she moved away. And she had a farm out the back of Rye with horses, and we used to ride them bareback. So we'd sneak down the back of the paddock, and we had like slippery slides and just all those fun things you do in the 90s.
Very
and
cool stuff.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, beauty.
This song's for her. You told me to sit and write you a song before the sun sets and before you're long gone. I've got all my words and I want to shout out, but I'm all choked up and I can't get it out. I'm all choked up and I can't get it out. It's like reliving the beginnings, highlights and fears. You were my best friend for so many years. Oh, how we age, we grow up and we change. I like to go back to those olden days. So take me back to those olden days. And we were kids, free spirits, riding the bareback horse. And we lived, not counting the minutes. Summer rain, dirt bikes and cubby houses and the trampoline. Oh, backyard picnics, a feeling the time. And childhood hookups and hiding the smile and sneaking out the back door. I thought we got away. Long nights drinking and hanging with our mates. And skull and bottles of cheap champagne. Oh, take me back to those olden days. Imagine a fiddle in those crazy bits where I do the vocal stuff. So
that is a beautiful song. Well, bloody hell, that's a really lovely song. You've got a lovely voice as well too. So, folks, it's early in the morning and she's cracking it out here. Imagine what she's going to do in an evening show.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, usually the voice is a bit warmed up.
Now, I'm just interested, when you're a kid, what sort of music were you listening to? Is this like you into country music? You mentioned, you know, Slim Dusty was an influence on your grandfather and those things. But what's like what sort of music, you know, were you listening to as a young person?
Look, I went from Celine Dion to Jewel to Silverchair.
You grew up, you evolved over that music, yeah.
Yeah, I think my major influences for singing was Alison Krauss and Eva Cassidy.
Oh.
Loved
beautiful voices.
To their stuff, so yeah.
Great songwriter. I love that stuff. So, I mean, the audience is at home right now thinking to themselves, let's hear more from Heidi. Come on. Do you want to give us another song or so? Could you play two more songs? Is that like in your repertoire to give us a go? Is that mine?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got about 40, so not that I'm going to remember them all, but
You ripper. folks, just mention we've got this is the beauty of this is this will be a podcast. You'll be able to listen back to this as well too. We're also filming it in the studio, so this segment of her product of Heidi's work here will be up on YouTube as well too, so you'll be able to view it two ways. So that'll be coming out next week. Heidi, what are we going to play for us now?
Yeah, so obviously the songs I've been playing, I'm going to be recording over in Tasmania in June.
And,
so this is the third one on the list.
Talk about that. No. Come back. Hey, come on. So you got an... tell me about that, please.
Yeah, so I just had a moment after performing in Tamworth. I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to invest some money into going over to Tassie to work with a producer who I spent a lot of time trying to find the right producer, and there's a guy over there called Matt Fell, and I connected with him, and surprisingly he liked my music, and we're going to work together in June for about a week or so and record six songs.
Gee. Has he got a studio at his house or is
he's in Gowrie Park. Oh. So I'm getting the ferry over and we're just going to – he's in a multi-instrumentalist as well, and he's done a lot of Fanny Lumsden's music. I think he's done a bit of Troy Cassidaly, Alana Wilkinson. So he's well known for producing great music, and I think he's won around 9 Golden Guitars and several ARIA awards, well, the artists have with his work. So I feel really confident.
So you got the right bloke.
Yeah, I think so.
So when's that recording going to happen?
I head over on June the 1st.
Okay, so what's the sort of timing for an album coming out?
Well, I'm going to release them as singles for the second part of the year, so I'm hoping the first one will come out around the end of August and then one maybe before Christmas, and then I'll release another one in the new year during Tamworth or, you know, around that time, and then I'll release the whole EP. That's the plan. A lot of work, obviously, and I work full time, so to try and manage that and family life as well. So we'll see how we go.
Awesome. Excited to hear that. We'll get you back in the studio when you got that out. That'll be lovely. Well, let's have a couple more songs.
Yeah, sure.
What's this first one you're going to play for us?
This one's called Hello Next Door. I sort of wrote it. I was a single mum for many years, and I lived in a unit, and my neighbours next door were a couple of older people, Bruce and Anne, their name was, and I had two daughters that were in grade 2 and grade 5, and that's when I went off and studied music full time, and it was quite tough because I had to go to the city every day and put them in before school and after school care and to try and juggle a full time study. But they were just beautiful neighbours that, you know, looked out for them when they were. Sometimes they'd get off the bus and have to spend half an hour or so on their own before I came through the door, and being so young it was like, oh,
yeah.
But they just get their eye on them and are beautiful people. Anyway, sadly Bruce passed away with cancer, and it was a week of me moving out of this unit. I'd moved on. I wasn't a single mum anymore. I'd met my partner, and I bumped into Anne, and I was telling her about this song that I'd written, and it wasn't aimed at him, but it was just about a song about remembering our older folk that, you know, we get busy in our younger lives and sometimes we forget the older folk that are stuck at home, and we've got to check up on them, especially in the heat and the hot weather, and just, you know, check up on them and see if they're okay. And anyway, I had this real big conversation with Anne, moved out, and a week later I was driving past my old house and I saw Anne on the footpath out the front, and I stopped the car and I ran over, and sadly she was having a heart attack. And, and I tried to give her CPR, but unfortunately passed away.
Oh,
and this was only 10 days after I told her about this song. So I felt like she'd selected me, because it was a really odd moment to have already moved out but happened to drive past right at that moment when she collapsed. And I think she wanted me there for her final moments. So this song I dedicate to her and her husband. It's called Hello Next Door, and it's about just recognising your neighbours next door. Maybe you don't know who they are, but there might be an older person that might need some assistance here and there. So.
Hello, how are you? I didn't know you lived next door.
thought the broken house beside me was empty. Hello, I know you're there now. I can see through your overgrown mess. They've trimmed the roses, cleared the path to the stairs. Hello, you liked reading yesterday's papers blowing in the wind. There are people on your doorstep I've never seen. I wish I had known I would have invited myself in. And the light is burned out. You're an angel in another world now. You've made your children proud. You're not forgotten. When you hit rock bottom, older we all become, gracefully if you let. And it's okay to lose your hair but keep your friends. Slower our body gets and faster goes the time. Don't assume that there is silence, that we are fine. Just check up on those you love all the time. Angel in another world now. You've made your children proud and not forgotten. When you hit rock bottom, ooh, 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 that you've made your children proud. You're not forgotten when you hit rock bottom. Please don't be too sad after that.
Wow, beautiful song. Let's have another one, okay?
Okay.
Wow, I'm loving this.
Yeah? Oh, cool.
You're really bloody good.
All right. So this next song, hopefully I don't stuff this one up. I actually had a duo with my brother. His name is Ryan. Everyone knows him as Lucky. We had a duo called Luck Louise. He's moved to New South Wales now, so we don't get together very often anymore. But was doing really well, this duo. Anyway, this was a song we used to do together. It's called I Call This Life, and I guess I wrote it after a moment I had very drunk, slept on the beach and I let loose, and, you know, it was this crazy time of life that I just needed to have. I was just partying and meeting new friends, and, yeah, it just made me realise that life is more important than materialistic things, and the people we meet throughout life is really important, that we connect with people, and, yeah.
Now, folks, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Heidi from Hazel and the Thief. Heidi, let's go for it.
Bear with me for a minute. Do 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 do. Scapegoat knocking at my door. Here we go again. What are you here for? Take my hand and let's get loose. If you don't, you ain't living the truth. Oh, we're all tied up with our bills and mobile phones, paying rent and exhausting our souls, and all the TV and depressing news. I'd rather fill my body with booze. Get me a gun and shoot me now. Maybe I'll use it to blow the power, but hang on for a second, how I even get that weapon? Did the government even think to sell? bow for a second. Oh, here we go again, scapegoat. All this in my head and depressing news. Oh, 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 I'm ready to choose. I'll be dancing on tables. I'll be dancing on the beach. And I'll be hugging strangers. And I'll have freedom to speak. And I'll be playing, playing music. And I'll be chasing love. Oh, you can call me a country girl, but I just call this a life, 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 life. Life, life, life. I call this life, 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 life. Mine's all muddled up, I'm craving ice cream, and I'm meant to skip the carbs and eat the greens. Hide all the mirrors and close those doors. Inner beauty's what we're looking for. Oh, my mess and my stress and my op shop dress, my take a walk, leaving behind the time, exploring the best of this wilderness. Coming home with a new set of eyes. Take my hand and let's get loose, cause if you don't, you ain't living the truth. And I'll be dancing on tables. And I'll be dancing on the beach. And I'll be hugging, hugging strangers. And I'll have freedom to speak. And I'll be playing, playing music. And chasing love. Oh, you can call me a country girl, but I just call this a life, 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 life. Life, life, life. I call this life, 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 life. I call this life, life, life. Oh, that was a bit rough, I have to admit.
Santa, beautiful to my ears. And, you know, well done. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, because I received an email from you just this week or late last week talking about a gig you're coming up at the Southside Festival at the Grand. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so Frankston Southside Festival's been happening for a couple of years. They put out an expression of interest for any artists that would like to put on a show as part of the festival. They also program their own acts as well. It's an arts festival, so there's all types of art and performing arts. And working with the Frankston Music Community Network, I used to program a lot of the gigs for that festival, and this year I said to them, with such a low budget, I said, well, look, how about I get my band in and I'll put as much marketing behind it as possible.
and she is too, folks. It's all happening already and it's a long way away.
Yeah, so, well, you've got to get
You got to start early.
Yeah, you do. And so I'm pulling together the 5-piece band up at the Grand Hotel Frankston upstairs. It's $25 a ticket, and it'll be our debut first band show before I head off to Tassie to record these songs. So there's going to be a sing-along. I've got some giveaways. I make these really cool hat tags for your hat. So there's T-shirts and things like that. So lots of giveaways, sing-along, and
It's down the road.
Yep,
just down the road from here. So it's the 17th, Friday the 17th of May at the Grand. So how do people get tickets to the gig? What's the story there?
Yeah, you can jump onto any of my social media platforms. The tag is G'day Hazel. You can go onto the Southside website, Frankston Southside Festival, and look up the Grand Hotel or that date, and my gig should pop up as well, and just click on the link and grab the tickets online. And I'd love to see you, and there's a ticket where you can come in half an hour or so earlier and you can meet with me and
hear a few songs
just acoustically and get front seats and stuff like that. So
like a sound check type
kind of
meet and greet type thing.
Yeah. And then
I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, well, I kind of picked it up. I supported Fanny Lumsden the other week and she did it. And I thought, what a great idea. And
people like that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll
give it a go and see what happens.
Oh, well, I like it. Look, folks, you've heard it today. She's amazing. And the whole band will be backing her and doing the whole thing. Hazel and the Thief at the Grand on Friday the 17th of May. It's just down in Frankston, folks. It's down the road, so it's easy to get to. $25 is nothing nowadays. Look, Heidi, thank you very much for coming in today. I really loved your work, and look forward to keeping tabs on how you're how you're going with the album as well too. Get you back in studio when that comes out again.
Thank you.
And, you know, enjoy the rest of your day and, you know, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Marcus.
Good it's on you, folks. Folks, I'll just go to a couple of announcements and we'll come back shortly.
Hello, my name is Dave Graney. I am an underworld musician of many years standing. I'm here to ask you to tune into my fellow traveller, my comrade, Radio Karam.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright. If you got a tummy ache, or you don't feel right, or if you have a nasty rash keeping you up at night,
Don't worry
about a thing.
Don't worry.
'Cause Atticus Health will make you feel alright.